This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Back on Afternoon Drive, Cash Lovin.
Hate it.
Coming up at 6:30 today, the QB Deadpool right before that. Still looking really good for Fernando Mendoza or Dante Moore there. But as we talk about Kevin Stefanski, the Jeremy Fowler blurb today that said if Kevin Stefanski's fired in Cleveland, he will be a prime candidate in this coaching cycle. We still have the task at hand of figuring out where the hell the quarterback room goes the rest of this year. And Emmanuel Acho. I really just want to kind of say how much I just don't really think much of him.
Oh, yeah?
I'm sure he's a nice guy, but I find...
It doesn't help if we want to play a clip from him, though.
Well, no.
What's your problem with Emmanuel Acho?
I think he's fake.
Okay.
I think he's trying to do like the sports Oprah thing.
Listen, I can't... I'm not going to stick up for him.
It's very close to RG3. It's like when you talk sports, I believe you. When you talk about... It's not sports adjacent, but when you're talking about like how sports works or how... How any of these guys think, I can't believe you actually played in the NFL.
Okay. I don't think much about Emmanuel Acho at all, though, to even have enough of opinion. Although he was an FS1 guy, and you know I do like FS1.
That's true.
You're the ESPN guy. I'm the FS1 guy.
I don't think I'm either guy. I mean, yeah, I do watch a little bit. I watch a little bit of Get Up. I kind of hate watch it.
I never understood the hate watch thing. I don't hate watch anything.
Well, I don't. So it's a good show because it's really quick and it keeps up with my ADD early in the morning.
Yeah.
It's just Greenberg does bug me on some level.
I don't understand.
It didn't really do anything.
It's definitely a thing. I know. For the longest time.
He's wallpaper. That's my problem.
That's the whole, the whole line with pig vomit in the Howard Stern movie. And not the, looks like a pig makes you want to vomit, pig vomit. The whole part being like how Howard Stern's listeners are twice as long for people that hate him. I've never understood that. I just, if I don't like you as a person, I just don't, I'm out.
And yet you're here.
Well, and so that's what I love. So much of my career is dedicated to the hate listen, clearly, but I don't understand.
I hate listening to one guy every day for 5 hours.
I don't understand it.
I don't have any more bandwidth for outside the show. Well, Emmanuel Acho, great.
You earned that.
I did.
You earned every bit of that.
We call that karma, folks. Plus, when Jake was saying his name earlier this week in the meeting, he called him,
Acho. It was something that was way off.
And
his response to it was great, though. He's like, if I cared about getting his name right, I would. I don't care about it. And I'm like, all right, good for you, buddy. We both looked at each other the way that we do, which is anytime anybody gets any name wrong, we just give each other this look of, all right, we know they didn't do it right. Do they know they didn't do it right? And then we have to go from there.
You and I basically become like a knitting circle. Like there's like you hear that? Like it's not good.
A knitting circle?
Yeah.
We're 75-year-old sipping our tea being yes.
Not here.
Real problematic.
But
not at this lunch.
Emmanuel Acho had something to say about Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders.
Is Shedeur the future of the Browns? Not as long as Stefanski's there.
Very true.
The actions to me suggest that Andrew Berry's making this decision or Jimmy Haslam's making the decision. Stefanski, you've been seeing Shedeur. And if what you saw from Shedeur if that wasn't good enough for you to put Shador over Gabriel, then you're telling me the 52-yard pass to Isaiah Bond did it? The 38-yard pass to Jerry Jeudy did it? Or what was it, T? Was it the 5-yard now screen that did it? Was that what he said? Man, Shador's way better than Gabriel. Hell no. We knew Shador was better than Gabriel in college. Stefanski, though, you didn't know that. So if you didn't know it then, why you know it now?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Well, we don't know that Stefanski even knows that yet, by the way. Like, the conclusion that Acho is getting to is that Stefanski has accepted that Shador is better than Dylan Gabriel, and I don't even know if that's 100% true from Stefanski's perspective. From my perspective, of course it is. I don't know that Kevin's come around to that yet.
Yeah, I would agree. And it's funny because we keep having... When people say someone's better, there's two ways of looking at this. There's more NFL-ready... which I don't think has a whole hell of a lot to do with better. And then there is, we're talking about physical talent and mental talent. So when I hear like what Emmanuel Acho is saying, what he's really saying is they put these two quarterbacks in a position that in the end, and we don't get stuck on this a lot, that in the end isn't entirely fair to either guy. And I think presents a very odd dynamic that I think we've already seen play out, where you wonder, well, does Dylan Gabriel and did him and Shador actually like each other?
Well, and we've seen a couple jabs that Dylan has taken. Remember earlier on in the year when he talked about, like, well, you can't be waiting for the perfect timing in order to get out there. And it's like, okay, clearly a shot at Shador. Meanwhile, Shador's had his opportunities and moments where it seems like maybe it wasn't the most kind to Dylan. That's all the rookies holding up the... you know, this in the center.
Was he supposed to say, guys, wrist down?
Well, I don't know what he's supposed to do in that moment, but it made it for a real awkward moment for Dylan Gabriel. I never expected the two of them to want to coexist with each other either. Like, if I was in a fierce competition with another person, I don't have to be best buddies with that person. That's not how that works. Why do we expect them to be on the greatest of terms with each other?
Well, because they don't also have to have a bad situation with each other.
Well, think about it. On the sidelines in Las Vegas, who was there helping him out? It was Deshaun Watson. It wasn't as if he's relying on Dylan Gabriel to be there another set of eyes for him.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be weird if Dylan Gabriel and Shador were coaching each other up.
Yeah, they're not.
But I think it's more like if there is tension between the two of them. I understand there's a school of thought that says, well, that tension might drive each guy to be better. I would just say, like, that's not what I want in either rookie quarterback's minds. And I would, again, kind of throw this back to Kevin of, like, if part of the... I don't know why he created this uneven dynamic. Even if it was just as simple as it wasn't intentional, it's just he really believes in Dylan, and he would have rather not drafted Shador. I don't know. But when you create that situation, I think you've set up a situation that can lead to more failure than it can success.
No doubt about it. But this is their doing, and it's fine. I can accept that. I think it's one of the... unforeseen circumstances of when you take two rookie quarterbacks and what can ultimately happen.
It can, but I think what would upset me about it is it doesn't have to happen. It's like, listen, Brian Hoyer and Johnny Manziel, that was bound to happen. One guy was a serious NFL player. The other was a toddler. right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not this scenario. These are two guys who work really hard, who seem to be good teammates. Like, there's nothing other than the fact that they're both playing for the same position. There's really nothing, like, if both guys felt this situation was on the level, I don't think you'd have whatever Emmanuel Acho's talking about or what we've talked about with potential tension.
But you still would have had one of them win the job first. And I think that's where the problem was always going to arise. Because whichever quarterback won, the other one was always going to look at it and say, this shouldn't have gone down that way. You know, if Dylan wins the battle, Shador's like, I'm better than him. What's going on? Meanwhile, if Shador would have won the battle, Dylan would have been like, wait, I was taking two rounds ahead of you. What happened here? How did this go down? And so that's where I think it was always set up for animosity
between
the two.
Yeah, but that happens all the time in the NFL.
And it sets up for animosity.
Well, no. But when it happens with two defensive tackles, it doesn't turn.
Quarterbacks are a very different conversation, too, though.
No, I think it only becomes a different one if the head coach allows it to. If the leadership allows it to.
Well, by drafting them, you set them up in this spot to do just that.
I think at some point you go, guys... You're competing for the same opportunity, but you don't have to have friction. You don't have to, it doesn't have to be whatever Acho or anybody else might suggest it is. 216-474-0092. Dane Brugler might have gotten some people going talking quarterback. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now, you're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.